If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Old School with DP and J. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Just because you're in there don't mean that you know, you're going to get picked. I mean, the equivalent, right? Hold on.
That's the equivalent, right?
That's like the equivalent of... I would have been a redshirt sophomore, started for 2 years, 2 national championships, and be like, all right, man, I'm just going to go to the league and think, you know, the NFL is not obligated to pick you.
No, they aren't.
So it doesn't matter, like, if guys go in the, I mean, it does matter if guys go in the transfer portal. You just never know. I mean, heck, the center from Virginia who was Remington Award finalist, now, granted, his coach – I guess, stepped down, retired. So that's understandable. You know, the whole staff is gone or whatever. And they actually had a winning record. And were probably one of the better offenses in the nation, except for one game. They were really horrible.
Yeah, they were bad against Tech. And yeah. There were two. Yeah, they were pretty bad.
Yeah, one or two games. But they were lighting people up like bingo numbers.
So this was the question I asked you on the break. Of the entire roster of 150, right? Of 150. How many of those guys are going to come here, play here, and stay here without ever considering leaving?
I don't know about that. I mean, that's 150. I mean, that's what – because you only have 80
on the
right.
You're walk-ons. You're counting
– Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's walk-ons that go in the transfer portal.
Do they usually get picked up?
I don't know. I don't think the percentage really works in people's transfer portal favor, right? I mean that's just number. There's more people in the transfer portal than there are spots, so I don't really know whether you're walking on a scholarship. It really matters. It just matters if the opportunity is out there. So I think the way the college football is set up now, it's probably 50-50. I'm assuming. I mean you'd have to ask guys that, you know, deal with the numbers and coach the kids, but I'm sure just the way kids are, it's 50-50. I mean, heck, the question that you're asking is no different if you started a club baseball team with 11-12 guys. Would all 11-12 guys be on that team when you get done coaching them at 8th, or they age out at 14 or 15? Mm-hmm. Chances are 50-50 at best.
So what does a player –
because some guys will be better –
Well, some will develop, right?
Some will develop. So it's just all about the individual choices. Football is a hard and this is not putting football on a pedestal, but football is a different sport than baseball and, say, basketball, right? Because football is such a physically demanding sport, and you do more practicing than you do playing – that you can't turn the switch off until after January 8th, 10th, whenever the championship game is. you always got to just kind of, once you start the season, it doesn't end until national champion or Super Bowl champion is crowned.
What does a player who's 10 in?
I mean, it's not what they look like, but it's just.
It does have a picture, right? We know guys who are committed to whatever program they're in.
Sure, you can just. I mean, I always say it's like, I don't know. You see, like wolves and stuff, right? They kind of can. They have a sense, right? It's like an animal sense. Like you can walk in the locker room and look guys in the eyes and see where they're at. You can just tell where, you know, guys have the, you know, the quote unquote eye of the tiger. Or whatever you want, you can tell by the work habits. You can see if, does your action speak so loud that I can't even hear what you're saying, or what you're saying is what you want me to think. It's two different ways. I mean, these are things you're not getting a direct answer. But, you know, like I said, you never want to leave your, you know, self up to question. I think of things a little bit different, right? I'm very not very smart, you know, so I always just try to deal with it straight ahead. So if you're, if there's certain circumstances and then, you make a decision, then I'm going to like question that. Cause I could look at it like when you make the decision will kind of tell me more than you making the decision. And that's not fair because sometimes you can come to a decision within 48 hours, but there's sometimes the circumstances, it'd be very hard to convince me that you just took 48 hours to make a decision.
So a lot of this is that word that you hate, culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like the person that chases numbers, right? They make $100. Well, that's not good enough. They got to make 1,000, and then they're like, okay, well, what is like wealth mean to the one person that's chasing the number? It's like making infinity amount of dollars. The other person is making enough money that you actually feel whole and you're happy with your life every day that you wake up. So the culture thing is real. But then in some ways it's not real because a lot of the choices and stuff are like when you kind of make those choices your own, right? Like a culture, like somebody can't force you to work hard.
Right.
Somebody can't force you,
they can't even really ask you because it's just not part of how you work.
Right. They can't force you to work hard. They can't force you to do more than that's required or, you know, that they can ask you or, you know, by NCAA rules. That's kind of like a individual choice. Now, you can show them examples and then kind of hold them to a standard. But ultimately, you know, a lot of it's like personal choice. Now, granted, I was fortunate to come here and it was already turnkey and the culture and the standards were already set. And if you didn't want to kind of be all in on football and dedicated to it and make sacrifices, and this doesn't mean, you know, we never went to parties, we never went downtown, but we did it, you know, in very short stints or when we seemed like we were allowed to or could, but it was all based around football, being our best. You know, obviously you don't want to go out and be too, you know, much of a party animal. That you might, you know, the competition was so thick, you didn't want anybody to get an edge on you. So, you work a lot for it. So you want to get the payoff is you want to play, you know? And so if that's the culture, now granted, there was other stuff, you got to stay out of trouble, you got to go to, you know, class and all that stuff and so forth and so on. And we held each other accountable. So maybe, you know, it was a little bit easier because, you know, we were able to police ourselves or we had guys that had to police ourselves, but you can't have leadership in the locker room if you don't have guys that don't want to be led. You can't be like the best coaches or the best leaders have guys that want to be led. That doesn't mean that they aren't individual leaders themselves, but they ultimately are leading for the same cause and maybe in their own way. You can't be a so-called leader then be, you know, working behind the scenes for your own thing and always have, you know, a little bit of doubt. So maybe our culture was already built there. You know, they'd went through some times. I mean, there was time, I think, like when I think I was in Minnesota and turned up when ESPN first started, kind of was on TV.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Coach Osborne, they were mad at Coach Osborne. I think maybe, and you know, people can probably, you know, come on a text line or whatever. And I think it was like he went 8-4 or something like that, and maybe a couple of years, and probably lost to Colorado one or two times. And so, and I think he might have been up for the New York Giants job, so forth and so on. But obviously, you know, he was retained. And then, you know, you get close a couple times. You get smoked by Miami 22-0. You go and lose a game against Florida State that you're not supposed to. And that's on top of, you know, going for two to win and had a drop pass, you know, with, you know, the scoring explosion probably, you know, 10 or so years before and never really went in a big one. And then, you know, next thing you know, you went 3 out of 4. And so, obviously we're a long ways from that, but ultimately, you know, so that kind of builds the culture and that, you know, getting some tough losses and tough years, which I'm sure around at that time, Nebraska had been winning so consistent and losing 4 games was probably the equivalent of where we're at right now. It's like kind of, you know, felt like the sky was falling. So, you know, culture is one of those things that's built, you know, in a combination from, you know, administration, coaches, and players. And you know, you got to work at it and kind of – and it's something that you got to revisit too. And you got to kind of rehab if you need to. And you got to take a long look at it. But ultimately – the commitment has to be there for any type of culture, buy-in, or whatever these words are. I mean, I mean, you know, when people ask if what's it going to take to somebody buy in, like if you want to be good at football, you better find a way to be bought in by yourself, because you're going to get out there and get your wig split.
Yeah.
I mean, you
and they
you,
do,
and you get put to sleep, you get embarrassed, or you don't play up to your capability, but the instant reaction can't be
to bail.
To bail or the coach's fault. That just does not – it doesn't do any good. That doesn't mean that you and there's nothing wrong with, hey, I can improve. And then guess what? When you say – you know, they say there's no I in team. Well, in this case, there is. I have to improve. I have to improve so we can win. We, as individuals, can prosper. We can realize the possibility that I guess not all of us, but a lot of us can maybe reach the you know, the highest level. You know, I have to handle my business more thoroughly, accept coaching, not just hear it, listen to it. And you know, that stuff, you know, need, you know, is there, but, or then it, you know, generally stuff works in stuff. There's a lot of factors into it, you know, and, you know, it's just part of, it's a part of sports, every single college sport, the transfer portal, NIL, consumer type of mentality. And you know, it's not just when you start in college. It starts from club sports. There's so many different ones, and I think everybody deserves a place to play. But, you know, like I said, there's guys that I've seen, you know, like, you know, they probably have every baseball uniform around Lincoln, the club ones, you know, I mean, and you only start playing like, I guess, club baseball from fourth grade. So 5-6 seasons, you got 5-6 jerseys, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that you see that all the time, you know, versus, you know, like back, you know, I guess when, you know, I grew up, you know, you kind of always played for your city, play for your school. Yes, there were AAU teams and able to participate. But you weren't, you know, you really didn't, you know, go from switching schools, you know, from one, you know, I didn't go to a St. Paul school because, you know, the coach promised me playing time. You just, you know, necessarily have to earn it. And it's, you know, it's big business, but then also, you know, in order to get where you want, you got to kind of, you know, look, it's got to be, football's a hard sport, man. You got to play it hard. You got to coach it hard. You got to train it hard. You got to think it hard. You got to push each other hard. You got to do everything. It's not an easy sport to play.
From the text line, aren't all of the things you're talking about a part of the evaluation process for recruiting? Can't you get a good idea of what kind of kid you're recruiting, though?
You can get a snapshot. You just never know where somebody's gonna, how they're gonna react till they get here. I mean, I think Coach McBride had the thing is like, yeah, you know, you recruit a kid, meets all the criteria, but then you wish you could, you know, see if his heart's pumping Kool-Aid or the real stuff.
And you don't know that until, well, there are
ways. You don't
know
that until you face adversity. You don't know that until they face competition. That was just the basics back then. See how he reacts to adversity, pressure, and competition. Now it's how does he react to some little bit of success.
Right.
Because a little bit of success to some people is I've arrived and it's a lot.
It'll burn the circle.
Right.
It'll burn it down.
So now it's flipped, right? Because back then you have a little success. They could kind of keep you contained. You know, because you got to think, like, there wasn't any social media, any of that stuff. So the only kind of payoff that you got for a good game was in front of, like, the, I don't know, when is it, Tuesday or something, whenever the players are interviewed.
Yeah.
That was, like, a big deal. That was, like, your badge of honor. But it wasn't because of one game. It was games. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And a lot of times, I can't speak for the coaches, but I'm sure they had a little bit of influence on that. And then you go, and then, you know, you had to keep earning it. And then you couldn't ever take a play, a practice off, or anything off because – on my heels is Nick or DP.
It's another dude.
All he needs is an opportunity.
Well, and I will ask you before we go to break. So is that a value of recruiting guys who are in programs where there's already competition?
Yeah, but those are very few and far between because like the Bishop Gorman down in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There's already like a pecking order of those guys. You might be a senior and there's a sophomore coming up, but that senior's already kind of went there and he's already on the pedestal and he's already committed to say, let's just say USC.
Mm-hmm.
So the competition isn't there. The competition is, okay, well, if I decide to kind of slack off in school, then I got to miss spring ball, even though say like I was like a 2 or 3 game starter that kind of did well the year before.
There's another dude.
Well, you still played. Maybe not as many plays as I did, but you still played well. Well, now you got all spring, right? So then then everybody becomes familiar with how you play. And then just say by chance, let's just say by that small chance, DP said, you know what? I'm going to work extra harder. I might get in better shape. I might become a better football player. And then Jay Foreman is kicking it, not doing what I'm supposed to, and not in spring. Say I only miss a week or I miss the second half of spring. Now, when I get into the summer – now we're on the even playing field. And then that's how you lose. You get what I'm saying?
And it shows.
Yeah.
And it shows. We'll throw the break. Call now, 402-464-5685. Dick Trivia. He's all bouncy over it, so he's probably giving it some thought. Call now to Honda Lincoln Hotline, 402-464-5685.
Oh, what, about the challenge? I haven't even thought about it.
No, Nick's Trivia. And then Jay's decision.
It's NBA.
I think if Rico loses, he need to cut that hair off. That's what we're going to do. Here's the deal.
Ooh.
Rico.
Here's the deal.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, he's doing a little thing.
He's doing
a
commercial.
Here's the deal. If the Patriots lose, ooh, that head is coming off. Ooh. If the Bills lose, then I have to eat the wing.
No. What if we make Jay shave his beard?
Oh, no, that's not happening.
I like the
people
hair.
People love this.
I like the hair versus the chip. I like the hair versus the chip. We'll toward the break. We'll
a mohawk.
Nick Trivia.
A mohawk.
And then Jay's decision. All of that's happening on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.